On today's episode, we will be discussing the importance of who you surround yourself with.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Margaret.
And we're your hosts of the Dear Future Self podcast, where I help you heal your heart and master your mind.
And I help you create more time and money freedom by helping you uncover and heal your money blocks.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode.
Hello, hello, hello. Hope you're all doing well. I'm not. I'm
Margaret
recovering.
Has a little frog in her throat.
Yes, I do. So if you hear me, you know, coughing a little bit, although I will try to mute myself, but my voice is obviously not the usual soothing voice that you hear.
You know, we're going to have to record an episode about what happened and why you're feeling this way, because Margaret didn't just get sick or get a sore throat. There's a reason behind it, but that will be on another episode.
Yeah, somewhere down the line. I'm working through something, you guys. I have been working through something. And once I work through it, it will be a really, really good share for everyone. But I first have to work through it.
So let's get into wishing you well, Margaret, by the way.
Thank you.
It's good energy, good vibes, good healing stuff. And again, we know this is coming up to the surface for a reason, but let's get into today's discussion. And it is the importance of who you surround yourself with on a daily basis.
Yes, 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 yes. Which will then lead to a little bit about self-concept and what that is. And if we have time, we'll talk about what a mental diet is. So we'll hop into it, and I'll let Jenny start with a little bit of background and her story and how this transpired in her life and what she did.
So I want to ask you guys a question. I really want you to think about this while we are discussing this and you're listening to us today. Think about right now, currently in your life, the five people in your life that you are surrounding yourself with on pretty much a daily basis, who you're talking with and to on a daily basis, just your five circle people, family, friends, love, it doesn't matter who it is. Just make that list of names and then think about this when we get done with this podcast.
And I want to interject, it is not your five closest people, right? Because being close to someone doesn't mean you talk to them on a daily basis. This is the people you spend the most time with. So for those of you that work, for those of you that spend 8 to 10 hours of work a day, your people at work are your closest people. It is not even your family. So think about it in those terms, okay?
Great point. Great point. So there we go. So let's go back to a story right after I got divorced. So, you know, during that transition, those of you that have gone through a divorce or are going through a divorce or eventually may go through a divorce, you will understand that there are stages of grief and anger and frustration and all of that stuff. And maybe there's a small percentage of you guys out there that'll be like, oh my God, it was like the best divorce ever. And we are best friends and all that. So, you know, it's all good. But when you end something and you're transitioning to something new, you kind of go through some changes. So I was like the wild child again, because I was married for 23 years and really didn't have a lot of friends. I didn't go out. I was basically barefoot and pregnant in the house and working. And that was my life. So there was like no fun or anything like that. And a lot of this anger came up after that. And I was like, I need to go out and I need to have some fun. And let me tell you, with that being said, what was going on in my energetic field, my vibration, I started calling in some friends that, you know, didn't have children. They were partiers, they were drinkers, and we were having fun, right? And that was going on for a while. But that is the stage, that is the phase that Jenny was in back then. And those were the people that I was being surrounded around, that I was surrounding myself around, was like-minded people. So that was the place that I'm not saying that they were wrong or I was wrong. It was just where I was at. And it was really who I was surrounding around. So this went on for at least 2 years and we were partying hard. Every other weekend, you guys, my children lived with me, but I could not wait for them to go to their dad's every other weekend so that I could go out and get hammered. And I was like, let me tell you, like I drank and I just, whatever, you know, I was in that phase. But then, I hit a point where I was just like, one night I drove home and I'm going to be raw and real with you right now. I was in Rosemont, Illinois. I had drank my ass off and I was driving home. It was probably about 5 o'clock in the morning. And if I got pulled over, I would have gotten a DUI. I remember holding on to the steering wheel with my eyes wide open, my body stiff, going, Jenny, be good. Watch the speed limit. Be good. You got to get home. You got to, because in my mind going, what would happen if I get pulled over? What kind of mother would I be if I got a DUI? And how do you explain all that? I'm a business owner. I'm a mom of four kids. I mean, come on. Come on, Jenny. What are you doing? I was reckless. Okay. But, you know, anyways, that was it for me. I was like, I can't do this anymore. And then all of a sudden I started thinking and putting it out there. Like, I need a change in my life. I need to start doing something different. Right. And then all of a sudden health and fitness came into my life. And then I was stepping into another phase into my life and everything started to change because now that I was leaving the partying scene and I didn't want to drink anymore, my older friends, they didn't want to be around me anymore. They were making fun of me. It just was very uncomfortable. They kind of were just talking behind my back and they're like, I basically wasn't fun anymore.
So I want to interject here just to point out that really what happened there, if you notice, Jenny was surrounded by a circle of friends that at the time had the same concept of, you know, what it is to live, what it is to have fun. And that was going out and partying. And I'm sure they talked all the time during the days and stuff like that. So she was constantly surrounded by this idea of how life is, right? And then as time went on, as she just said, something happened and then triggered a different thought process. And this is where things start. Remember, our thoughts create our reality. So it triggered a different thought process. And that trigger basically was a ripple effect that started to call in things into her physical life that started to reflect her thought process, which was like, oh, shit. I got to stop being reckless. This is not good for me and my family. I need to step into something else. I need to take care of self. I need to take care of my body. So those thoughts were a ripple effect calling in the appropriate scenarios into her life, which she'll get into. I'll let her speak in a second. But I'm just pointing out that those thoughts were so different now from the life she was living that those thoughts also acted as a repellent to her existing circle of friends because now Jenny was vibrating at a different frequency and she was repelling that life, which includes those friends. That's why they did not want to hang around with her because there was no longer congruency in their energy. And she moved on to, and I'll let you continue.
You, Margaret, it was so beautiful because really when I started changing my questions, that's when all the opportunities started opening up. The new doors started opening up. The people, the opportunities, all these things started shifting in my life. And it was another phase of the cocoon. And it wasn't fun. It hurt. I didn't want to leave them. I mean, I was with them for over 2 years and right. But our thought process and what we did talk on a daily basis, every single day we were texting, talking, going, this sucks. He sucks. He did this to me. They did that to me. Oh my God. It was always like when something happened to us, we would call each other, go, can you believe this shit? So I had a support system of when shit was going on, but we never talked about anything positive. It was always like, oh, but anyways, that's where I was at my place in my life. And that was the circle that I was surrounding around. Again, I love them, but then my life started shifting again. So my thought process was going, oh my gosh, what kind of role model am I being? I can't do this to my children. I don't want them to copycat me and role model me. And just all these things that started going on in my mind. opened up all these other opportunities. So then that's when Beachbody came into my life out of the blue. Well, we know, not out of the blue, but then all these things. And like, that's when I met Margaret and Lisa, all of our friends out there. And the books and the seminars and all the stuff of personal development. This is where I speak of, I was leaving the 3D world, stepping into the 4D. And then my circle of friends changed yet again. Some of them from my past came with to the 4D and started doing this. So started shifting because they realized Jenny doesn't want to drink anymore. Jenny doesn't want to go out and party anymore. You know, if you want to work out with me, oh, you want to go hiking, you want to be active. Yes, I'm there. But alcohol was not involved in this chapter in my life, in this phase. So again, all of this started, you know, changing and shifted. And let me tell you guys, it wasn't easy. It was hard. And that people pleaser inside of me felt really guilty for leaving, but I could not explain what was going on in my life. I just felt being like literally ripped into a whole new dimension. And it was painful, but life is always working out for us. Life is not happening to us. It is happening for us. Just so you are aware, if you feel this feeling, it's happening for you.
Yeah. And you know, recently, if you are in our Dear Future Self community, in our group, we're in there, Jenny's in there daily, you know, posting information and content. I'm in there as well. Maybe not every day because I have my other group that I'm taking care of as well. But point being, Jenny posted something in the group, which kind of sparked this conversation. And what it was a statement that said, until you change your thinking, you will recycle your experiences, right? Which is what we're getting at here with this story. And, you know, I like that some of the group members are really starting to notice that, because one of them did say, you know, I have seen recently how certain relationships and work experiences have stayed in cycles due to how I see and perceive them and myself, which is another key concept here, because this is where the self-concept comes in, right? Because the self-concept refers to your own self-identity and the way you view yourself, which the way you view yourself in turn is how others are going to view you. So as you start shifting, which goes back to what Jenny was doing, as she started to shift her self-concept, she now shifted from being a party girl going out and drinking all the time. She now was becoming and stepping into the version of herself that is responsible for her own health, that is taking accountability for it, taking action to step into that healthy version of herself. So she started to see herself as a healthy, active individual, which then now the world started to view her that way as well. Hope I'm making sense, but I wanted to throw that in there too. Continue, Jenny.
Yes, you are. And, you know, it was just, it was so beautiful. It was like, you know, it was almost like, if you guys can imagine a magnet, and when you're surrounded around people that are in your life for a reason, you're going to be connected to them. But if you're not, you're going to feel the repelling. You're going to feel how you're bouncing off of that magnet. You guys just don't connect anymore. And that's okay. Just get to the place of understanding that this is all happening for you. It's all being orchestrated perfectly, divinely. Just be accepting to it and understand why this work is very important. So as we went on there, obviously slowly some of those friendships faded away. And it's not that I don't care about them. It's not that I don't love them. It's not that I don't wish them well. I would have loved for them to come on this journey with me, but they weren't ready, or they didn't want it. And that's okay. And I had to be okay with letting it go. But that is very hard for humans. I just want you to know that Margaret and I and the people that are doing this work, we're all human. We have feelings and we have emotions, but you literally have to be okay with this to say, I'm ready to step into my next level self. And sometimes that is ending friendships that no longer serve you. And it's okay. And it's going to be okay. So then again, my circle on a daily basis just started changing because now we were like, accountability. Did you work out? Did you listen to the podcast? Did you read that book? Did you do this? Do that? All of that. And so I was in a whole new phase. Well, then I reached another phase in my life and I was like, there's more. There's something more. I need to figure this out. This isn't it. This is not it. I know. I felt the intuition. I felt that inside of me. I knew there was something more. And then yet again, another chapter, another opportunity opened up. And that was my gateway to spirituality and learning to master my mind and heal my heart. And knowing that there was more out there. And this is where I really learned about that life is happening for us. Life is happening through us. Life isn't happening to us. And it was just stepping into that 5D. And then, yet again, my circle changed again. And it was just crazy because now I'm stepping into another phase in my life. And again, here we go. Some of my health and fitness friends ended up staying back there and I moved on and they're still there doing their thing. I still love them. I'm still cheering them on, but yet I'm in a whole new chapter in my life again.
I have a very important question.
Yes.
But did you die?
Nope.
You're okay.
It hurt a little bit, you know.
But you made it.
I made it, you know.
Okay.
Yes. And let me tell you, all right, friends, let me just tell you something. They may be upset with you. They may talk about you, but every chapter of your life and every phase, you will get talked about, but it's okay. Because you know what? I healed from all that, sent them love. We still talk every once in a while. I love you. Happy birthday. Happy holidays. All that stuff. And here we are in this new chapter in my life. And yes, surrounded around yet another circle of friends and new beginnings and new chapters. And oh my goodness, it is delicious.
And to add, by the way, it is none of your business what anybody else thinks or says about you. None of your business. It is their business. And that's it. So that's important to remember, even though I know when we're in our 3D and we want to know. No, you don't. It's none of your business.
I'm a recovering people pleaser. So you know how that goes. You know, I never, in our earlier episodes, you'll hear our story, but my story, I never wanted anybody mad at me. I never, like in this lifetime, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to let anybody down. I always want them to think like the best about me just because I know I'm a good person, which I am. But going through those phases and having to close those chapters and end the relationships, they will get mad at you. But you know what, guys? I think they're mad at themselves because they're really not mad.
Yes. And I do want to add, as we keep on talking about this and reference it back to self-concept, and I'll read something that Neville Goddard says, which he talks about self-concept in detail and the law of assumption. He's basically like the godfather of that law. But to reach a higher level of being, you must assume a higher concept of yourself. If you will not imagine yourself as other than you are, right? If you will not imagine yourself as other than you are, then you remain as you are. So I'm gonna read that in just a little bit different words. If you don't imagine yourself as a different version of self, a version other than the version you currently are, then you will remain the same. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So what Jenny was doing all along, even without this knowledge, she was automatically doing this. She was automatically continually evolving by imagining a different version of herself, by calling that in. So she did it, as we call it, on autopilot, because she wasn't aware that she was doing, but she innately knew she was doing it, right? But now the cool thing is that you can do this with purpose. You could actually do this now. You could actually start to create a self-concept other than your current self-concept so that you could step into a version of yourself that you want to be. Just beautiful. Pointing that out.
Beautiful.
And we'll talk about that a little bit too. I mean, mental diet has a lot to do with that, which mental diet has a lot to do with what Jenny's saying as well, right? When we're surrounding yourself with individuals that maybe are not, you know, conducive to our best version of self, then we have to be the ones that discern that. We have to be the ones that recognize that and are aware of it so that we can then change it and create the thought patterns that are going to help us stick and get to the next level.
Listen, you know, we're not saying anything's right or wrong. We're just letting you know that if you're listening to our podcast, I think you're ready to get to the next level of your life, or you want to better your life. You want to evolve and you want something to change. Because if you are really in our community, then this is really what's going on in your life. And these are the things that are going to have to make changes in your life. Because if you don't, you're going to stay stuck. So again, it really is like, if that's where you are in your life and you're in the partying phase and whatever, and you just like drinking and smoking and like staying up late and whatever, like that's your chapter, then okay. But again, you're surrounded around those people. But if you're ready to move to the next step, you're going to have to end that cycle. You're going to have to stop the drinking and the staying up all night and partying and all that stuff to get to this chapter of whether it be health and fitness, working on your mind, healing from relationships, whatever it is. But the people that you're surrounded around, are they going to be able to help you get to the next level? Because I have Paula, I have Margaret, I have my mentors, my coaches. Like, so when I have something going on in my life, I don't call them. I don't schedule a session with them to complain about what's going on in my life. I say, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm experiencing. Could you help me work through this? And this is what we do. And this is what we do for other people, because it's more of like, we're not going to tell you what you want to hear. They don't tell me what I want to hear. I want them to tell me what I need to hear. And that's what I do for my clients as well.
Yeah. And I want to add, you guys, you know, we're not saying that like if you go out once in a while and you hang out with your friends and you have cocktails, you know, or there is a time where you're like stay up late. We're not saying, at least I'm not, Jenny maybe, I'm not saying that. To me, if that's something that still brings you joy, like, you know, every once in the blue moon you get together with your friends or whatever, then that's okay too. Don't feel guilt around that is what I'm trying to get at.
Everybody off. We're not saying that.
Yeah, we're not saying that. I think like the point there is if you're doing this Saturday and Sunday every weekend, or Friday and Saturday every weekend, you're out there, you're crawling your way back to bed and you're then hungover. Like if you're partying and it's really detrimental to who you are and you know it, like, you know it. That's the bottom line. You innately know like, this is not good for me. And that's the discernment you have to use, because going back to what we were talking about, like when we think of our self-concept and who we are, people will show you exactly who you think you are. Think about that. People will show you who you think you are, because they're going to reflect to you how you're presenting yourself.
So yes, on a daily basis, this is very important of what is going into your mind and who you're talking to, right? So this is where we talk about like the job, your employees, your boss. Are they miserable? Are they happy? Think about that. Your family, like your mom, your dad, all of that stuff. Like, you know, how are they on, you know, do they uplift you? Or you're like, oh, my mom's calling, decline or something, you know, things like that. Or, you know, that is what we're talking about, is like, what are you guys hearing and entertaining on a daily basis, your surroundings, right? This is where your area is going. And so you got to think about this. Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? Because your surroundings currently right now, if they don't shift, if they don't change, you're going to be in the same spot 5 years from now.
Yeah. And you know, if you are thinking about self-concept work and how to start like implementing it, here's an example maybe that may be helpful or resonate. Like if you're someone that is hyper, I'm going to use weight as an example because that's the easiest for me. But if you're someone that is hyper fixated on maybe the fact that you've gained weight, right? If you're hyper fixated on that, right? Then you might notice that you might start to gain even more weight. And then you might notice that people around you will start to notice that you have gained weight, right? But like when you start to shift that thought process and you start to look at yourself in a completely different way, right? Walking around with conviction that, you know, I have a healthy body, I have, you know, a toned body, you start to emanate a different energy and you'll start to notice that people will probably start to give you compliments. And really all you've done is the mental work, which then transitioned into your body movement and how you express yourself work. And that in turn calls in their reactions, which are completely different. So that's like an example of self-concept of how you are perceiving yourself to be, how you then are projecting yourself out into the world, and then how people are receiving you. And that's part of a mental diet. That's part of the mental diet is knowing your self-concept, what it is, and then understanding the steps and actions and things you need to do on a daily to stay in a mental mindset that is going to feed that self-concept, right? Because to change your mind, you must change how you speak, how you talk, how you walk, right? All of that.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Which, well, once you start to speak, talk, walk, feelings will come into play, right? That is all connected. Like your inner talking creates your outer life. So it's really part of that. Your mental diet is catching yourself when you're like, oh, fuck. And you're talking negatively, right? Oh, I'm fat. Or why'd you do that? You fucked up. You're a fuck up. Why'd you do that? Right? Catching those things right away. And however you want to say it, I always say delete, delete, delete. And then I say the next thing, which is a positive thing, which is like, you know, I'll pop in with affirmations. I don't chase. I attract, you know, what I desire desires me more. Or I have a healthy and fit, you know, body, like whatever it is, you obviously the work would be to come up with what those statements are, back them up with action, and then awareness. And then eventually that inner talking is going to shift. That inner talking is going to become automatic. So that's in the gist. There's more to it, but that's like a gist of like really what it is.
You guys, if you have a moment, you know, write this down, pull over the car, write this down so that you don't forget it. Because Margaret said something very, very key for you. The tool that she just gave you is how you shift everything. Because I know some of you are like, this, it's so hard. Like, I don't know how. We always get like, how. What she gave you right there, I don't know if you caught that. When you have a negative thought coming in, you stop it immediately and say, delete, it's not true. Delete, delete, delete. I do not accept that. And then you change it to your positive. Like not, you know what I'm saying? Like shift it to a feeling better. Like I'm amazing. Like I'm a work in progress. Like this feels great. Anything that you're going through in your life right there, take that with you and start working on that for at least 30 days, at least. And that is so simple right there, because Margaret and I will like kind of a hiccup, right? And so like, we'll be talking. We're like, oh my gosh, I was so stupid. Like delete, delete, delete. I'm not stupid. I'm fucking amazing. Right. And so it's so embedded in our habits and in our mind that we automatically stop it just like that. And we could delete it, but take that tool and technique that she just dropped right there. Write it down, start using it on a daily, and let me tell you, watch how your life shifts. And we want you to come back to us in the comments, send us a message, whatever. Let us know how your life changes, because let me tell you, It is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing to remember, and you're right. First of all, I want to say you're right. I think many, many individuals are out there running around looking for the magic pill, the magic fix. And then sometimes even maybe frowning upon or looking down upon some of these very simple tools and techniques, because it's like, well, it can't be that easy. Really? Like what? I'm going to say delete, delete, and say, no, my body's fucking amazing. Like, oh, that's fucking bullshit. Like, you're full of shit. How is that going to change my mind? No, we're not full of shit. That's the work, ladies and gentlemen. That is the work. That's exactly the fucking work. It is the silly, simple, seemingly simple techniques that make a world of difference. It's the compound effect. It is the compound effect in real life, which means taking small, seemingly insignificant steps and actions that account into huge, huge, huge results. Okay? So we're just sharing with you what we know and what we've done to shift and change our lives. The other thing that I know Jenny had mentioned, well, she mentioned it before we actually started recording, but the importance of starting from the moment you wake the fuck up. Really feeding your mind. I am the creator. Today, I create a fucking flourishing, successful business. Today, I create XYZ. Today is a wonderful, exciting, and fun day. Today is a beautiful day. Today is a creative day. Like whatever it is, literally saying it first thing in the morning. Like literally, I know Jenny does this because she talks about it often. Open my eyes. I'm still in bed, half asleep. Those are the first thoughts. And guess what I had to do? I had to train them when I was doing my self-concept work. I had to train myself. It wasn't automatic. And look, it's like a simple, tiny thing, right? But it sets the tone. It sets the tone. It is so important. You know, go ahead. I know you want to add.
Oh, I was just going to say, the one thing is like that we do is it's almost even before you open up your eyes. So when you start to become aware that you're starting to come out of the theta, when you start to come out of that, well, I'll just say when you start to wake up, because I know a lot don't know the theta and beta, all that. But as you're laying there and before you, your eyes start to flicker a little bit, you're starting to feel your body and you're coming back into it. And before you open up your eyes, that moment right there is the sweet spot. And that's where you start training right there. All the things that she just said right there. And then it's like you wake up and you open up your eyes and you just declare it again and yep. Over and over again, it becomes a habit. And then you got that habit right into your subconscious mind. And it is a beautiful thing. Automatic.
She paused because I raised my hand like, oh, light bulb moment. She said habit. And it made me think of Tiny Habits, the book and the author, which I forgot his name already. But anyway.
Is it Atomic Habits?
Atomic Habits. Sorry. Tiny Habits is another one. Atomic Habits, which I read both. Very good books. Definitely recommend. But it was Atomic Habits. And he was on a podcast. I happened to be watching it. And the interviewee asked him, in your opinion, out of all the Atomic Habits, out of all the habits that you have in your book and you wrote about and all this research that you did, what is the most important habit? And he basically said, like, you know, for a long time, he didn't think there was a most important habit. Like, they're all important and they're building blocks. They build upon each other and yada, yada, yada. But after some time, after like really absorbing and seeing the results and all these thousands of people that are doing the work, he came to a conclusion that there's one very important habit. And that habit was who you surround yourself with. So tying it back to our topic today, it is super important and it is part of habit because it is part of habit that we do the things that we do. So if you're going out partying all the time, that becomes a habit. It becomes automatic. That's why you want to do it, right? So just thought I would add that. You sparked my memory a little bit. I was like, oh, yes.
Habits, really. So again, think about what we said in the beginning, where the five people that you're surrounded around on a daily, really, their energy, their thoughts, their feelings, their actions, like all of that. Because remember, you know, vibrationally, you're around them too. So just a food for thought. And again, just love those key little moments in there that she dropped with the tools and techniques that you could use. But that right there is gold. That is gold. Great tool that will help you shift your life.
Yep. Yep. And I think on that note, I think we've given you enough to chew on for today, because as usual, we have more, but we'll save it for the next episode.
We would love to hear from you guys. We really would love, like, and you know, please, a little favor from us is if you could leave us a review and let us know how we're doing. Share this with friends and family. Help us grow, because I know if we're helping you, it will help them. And if, you know, if the surroundings around you gets better or not, look at that. It's the ripple effect. Healed people help heal other people. Hurt mm-hmm. people, hurt people. Where do you want to be at in your life? It's your choice.
Yeah. Be the light. Be the light.
And also, January 2024, the next self-love experience will be there. This is going to be an amazing all-day workshop. All day. It's amazing. Stay posted for that. We have tickets available now. We would love to see you in January. And yeah, until the next one. We love you. Thank you. Share, subscribe, like, review, all that good stuff. And we appreciate you.
All righty. Take care, everyone.
Love you.
Until next time.
Love you.